Junior Ramos continued.
November 6, 1975. Why? Because of the drosh of Shafiz and Ishmael. Shafiz and Ishmael. So this is Kashi is, how do I know from the posik, of Shafiz and Ishmael, that Bial needs Doch. So the mail at the time of the price of Aleo has to tell us that without Aleo I would say that even is Deiche. So Deiche muchach mochel ba'al medoche. Do you see all Aleo le'meisa? Da'as tikho de ochel u yitzrich le'guf. El lashmin ba'al medoche. Neim Aleo le'teire. Ve'as ti yitzricho. De ochel le'guf. Ve'o ne'el af meser yiv. On the contrary. So we could say, so the Kashi is against the Tani himself. Maybe the pshat of Aleo is leteire, that achisisho is misyabemes. Achisisho misyabemes. So if the exershom of Aleo tells us that the achisisho is misyabemes, so the mele we could learn out from Aleo that just as yid misdeich achisisho, so any essay is deich leish mikores. So that's why the Torah has to tell us kul chayom bechvedi, that kibudav is not deich. So the kashi is directed. The kashi is directed against the Tana. The yesh leima da filu neime do leo leo teire. Now, no, 1 second. So the kashi is directed against the Tana. Now, how does the Tana know that? That the pshat in this Gzeiras HaKosuf is kol chayom bechvedi, that in any other place that the almes or necessarily should be covered. So maybe that posik is not needed legufo, but only le'alm. Maybe the pshat in Oleo is that achisisho is misyabenes. So maybe I could learn out from Oleo a general thing. That kibudav is also the relationship because. So because of that, the Torah had to mention Bukhayom Bachleini to advise us that it's not the. Now, the question arises, how could we say that the shot of the effect of the Shobe of Aleo is to tell us that Achisish Leatera, that Achisish is Misyabemis. But the Gemara is that Kashe. The Gemara dafches on the base. So, Omer Ravashel Ravkane, Mimai Dahayo Leo Yisure, Yumo Leteire, Vorekom Rachmone, Ish Lachishol Yisikar Yitzchayol Yibu Yitzoroso, Shalom Yit Mokim Oleo, Avu Mokim Oleo, Shteim Utam. So, this was the question that was raised by Ravash. So, Ravkane gave the Teretz, Im Kim Yigal Yisav Ode Chod Eich HaMishkachas Lo, I Bimoke Mitzvo Shteim Utoreis, I Shalom Yit Mokim Mitzvo, So, Shteim Asureis, Shteim Asureis. In other words, if you are going to apply the drosh of Aleo, leteire the tachisisho, bimokim yiv, is misyabemes, so then we cannot explain the apparent contradiction in the posik, because the posik on one end says, v'ishel achiso v'sikach litzreir, so the posik is reference to Tunoshi, to the Achisisho and the Tzore, and then the Torah concludes, Ligalis Avoso, the Losh Yochi, the singular, that only one. So if we apply the Xerashogel, then we can resolve this apparent contradiction. Because the Loshin Rabin that is used has reference to the Mokim Yiv, and the Losh Yochi that is used, only one woman is Asur, Shalom Mokimim. But if you are going to apply the Xerashomel Eteire, so then you cannot resolve this apparent inconsistency. Because Monefshech, if it's Mokim Mitzvah, so Shteim Mitareis, and Shalom Mokim Mitzvah, Shteim Asurit. So we don't have any situation, any case, where one woman is Asur and the other woman is Mutares. So in other words, so Rav Kane mentioned that, says that it's impossible to apply the Droshe of Aleo. So how does Teisa says this kashe wie im Thema Reichen Mutach Meoche, wie Alme Doche, wie ist doch Oleo, wie ist er, da hast du Kode Hochel, wie ist doch Legupe, wie ist doch Alme Doche, wie ist Oleo Teire. How could I say that Oleo Teire? So Rav Kane says that I couldn't possibly deduce the Kalmud, the Gzereshobe of Oleo Teire. Because if we deduce the Gzereshobe of Oleo Teire, so then we are faced with an apparent inconsistency in the Posik, because the beginning of the Posik talks of two women that are Asurais, and the end of the Posik talks of one woman that are Asur, and that apparent inconsistency could only be resolved if they applied the Zereshove Leisure. But if we applied the Zereshove Leiteire, then we couldn't resolve this apparent inconsistency. But that's no, that doesn't present any difficulty. If we take notice, everything the Teisa says, about Gimel, on the base, the case of the Ramas, time because of Rachmona Oleo, all Avocha Abamina, his Isham Diabenis. So they say, as the Kashi, why it couldn't be more in the Terez, that Zeres HaKosu, that Essay is Deiche, that Essay is Deiche, Leitze Shiesh Bekores, is mentioned in this Pasuk itself. We can read in the Noe Ho, Neini Lav Oleo Namach, his Isham Diabenis, this is the Kores. Vitzach Oleo Lemeisa, Vashmet Baal Medoche, So then Teisves gives a teretz. They may be the army in the Esed Echalizi Forest. We have a little Midrash, Shalel Yisure, who is Torah Klipupe, El Vashim et Baal Medoche, El Haal Le Midrash Le Tere, Nemakan Oleo, Nemalan Oleo, Mal Alma Chizisha, Kama Chizisha, Gomer Rachmon Yivom Yobel, El Mistava Tvei Midrash Oche, Uret Mekul Yikufe, El Vadi Sober Haitan, Esed Echalizi Vikores, Mitzor Kol Le Tere, Uloche Torah Shalem Kupe Le Yisure, Virabash Le Kamon, Mahayda Oleo, Yisure, Adil Le Tere, Arobe Dimosi Din, Essen ich lese mir Kores vor, mich kriegst du bei mir, aber kaum kam mir die Salte Eito, die Doche, wie Motze, wie mich frage, wie Robbe, wie habe ich so ein Kleimer, aber die Tiere, wie Motze sammelt, wie im Kiel, wie alles auf Wasser, die Chode, die ich mich kachas, so Teis es ist, Elo, wie teit ich schon mag, sie auch ihr Poschen, die Essen ich lese mir Kores, ich lese mir Kores, so hieß es, kaum kam mir die Salte Eito, die Doche, wie Motze, wie mich frage, So why doesn't he say that? So that means that the Havamin of the Gemara did not know. So he says, so once we establish this teretz that Rav Kane gave to Rav Ashi, so then we could answer the Rav Ashi, and we don't even have to resort to Rav Esteretz, the terrible Tzorcho. So the only, so that means, so Teisves here says in effect, that Gimel Amud Beis, that the only reason is why the Gemara has the Kashi, time because of Rachmona Oleo, Rav Oche, Avamina, Chizishem Isyavemes, because the Makshin here didn't know of Rav Esteretz, that we couldn't darshan the drosha of Oleo, Leteir. Because if the Makshin here, the Gimel Amud Beis, had known Rav Kane's Chidesh, that we couldn't apply the Gzereshove of Oleo, Leteir, because then we would be faced with an apparent inconsistency, so then he wouldn't have that Kashi, because then we could we could say like the Rish Kashi. So we could say let the Motzis Amres. Then we could say that actually the Gzeresa Kosu, that Essay is Dich Leisish Bekores generally is implicit in this Gzeresh, in this Gzeresa Kosu of Oleo. And but what does the Rish say? So Nefsher. So then why don't we apply the Gzereshove of Oleo Leteire? No, we couldn't apply the Gzereshove of Oleo Leteire. We couldn't apply the Gzereshove of Oleo Leteire because then we would be faced with an apparent inconsistency in the same posik. So that means that the Makshin didn't know Rav Kahane's Chidesh, that Oleo could not be applied Leteire. So the male case, so since the Makshin, so when did the Gemara establish, when the Gemara find out this Chidesh, the Droshe of Oleo could not be applied Leteire, only in the Maskona of the Gemara, when Rabbi says, Erva Gupeli Tzorech Ko. But until that time, so the Makshin assumed that we could apply the Droshe Oleoletir. Because either Machinet known all the time at the very outset that the Drosha of Oleo could not be applied Leetire, so then they didn't have the Tkashe, time because of Oleo. So, because the teacher says that Gimel on the base, we don't really have a tzorch lima or letir or limot esamre. Limot esamre. So, mimeyet means, once we say letir or limot esamre, then the whole kashe falls off. So why did the Makshin ask that kashe? Because the Makshin didn't know that letir or limot esamre. When was it established that letir or limot esamre? Only after the whole maskone of the Gemara. So then, Rav Kane, Rav Asher inquired from Rav Kane, so then the Gemara accepted it. But in the course of the whole Shakla Mitaya of the Gemara, until Rabbi came to the conclusion that Elvin Gufu Tzorech called, so the Gemara didn't know that Letera Litzorech, that it's impossible to apply the Drosha of Aleo Letera. So that's why Teisves says here, that's the reason. As to why Teisve says the Kashe bin Tema Heichem Uchach Meochel Baal Medoche Vistel Chole Ole Meisa Dashti Chole Ochel Yitzchak Ligufei Rashmi Baal Medoche Neim Ole Ole Teire. But you ask, we couldn't say Ole Ole Teire. Well, how do we know? Rav Kane says that. But until Rav Kane established that Chidesh only after the whole Shakla Vitalia. But why at this point, at this stage, the Gemara didn't know that Oleo could not be applied Letere. So Memele Teisves says the Kashe. At this stage, in view of the fact that the Gemara did not as yet know, so Teisves says it's a very good Kashe. Hirich emuchach meochel ba'al medoche, v'yisrach oleo lemeisa, dashti kode ochel yitzchum gufel ashmin ba'al medoche, neim oleo letere, vashti yitzchum kode ochel yitzchum gufel mevazir. V'yish leima, dafti lo neime, de oleo letere, lo yitzchum kode ochel. Even at this stage, when the Gemara did not as yet know the Chiddush by Rav Kane, that Oleo could not be applied Letere. So this is not difficult. Why? Because the feeling of Oleo Letere, we used to record the So we could not say that this drosha of Shachesa Tishmeru is needed with Gufei, because without that posik I would learn out that Kildav is the Yichid, he is a skiller of Shabbos. I would learn how just as the essay of Yidin is the Yichid, he is a Kodesh of his issue. Because there is a difference between Nisa Kodesh and Nisa Skile. So he says, wait, you need like a male of Shabbos, he can skill it. Avogav di barayis, nare, me ike, bachameis, in kalos is reif, who is skill it. Like kalos is skill it, bachameis is reif, kineime, So the answer is, Kineima Oleo Leteire Elu Neime Elu Bachesi Shol Chavose, the like a skill of Israite, the loy hukshu Leteire Elu Nisure. So what he means, loy hukshu Leteire, he means the Trosh of Rabbeine, that hukshu kol Arayis El Ezeh. So that Hekesh of Rabbeine, that all Arayis are analogous to each other. In other words, there is no difference between an elbow of Achisisho that involves only Nisakores, and an elbow of Kalose that involves in Nisaskile, or an elbow of Chameise that involves in Nisaskile, because Hukshu, that's Rabbeinu's Droshe, Hukshu kol Arayis Zelazeh. But this Hekesh of Rabbeinu, of Hukshu kol Arayis Zelazeh, so that's only no Hukshu. So that's only Yisure, but not Leteire. V'chaim sova rove, nefir ishri, he says, liyu dav gimu. So Rav Kveidia makes a correction. So l'chleim alikam dav ches, o medale. So the pir ishri, so you look at the thesis, you'll see. So then at the end, the thesis di ma'amaskul, dav ches, o medale, v'yei shleima, ואם תימא מי תימא לצריך לקרות וחלסל לרוב הקשת רבי הנה ויהי שלמה דיקוסוב על דו יישו יהודה קשינו רחמונו דיבור חי לקרות ולא יהיה תימא so הקשת רבי הנה of hook shukla rai zel ezeh that's only lisure but not letere so bimele if Oleo had been applied letere so then Oleo would imply that Achisisho is Misyabemes, I still would not have the right to deduce a Yalfuse of Kibudav, the Fam Molel, just as Aleo implies that the Esser of Hibn is the Yeched, is a Tovas Vachisisho, so maybe the Esser of Kibudav is the Yeched, the Esser of Chel Shabbos. I wouldn't be entitled to say that. Why? Because two, that Oleo implies that the Esser of Hibn is the Yeched, Achisishos, that's only Misakores, but Meir Teise, that the Esser of Kibudav should be the Yeched, and Nisar that is more homo than the Kores of Achisisho, Chel Shabbos. And I couldn't say because of a Kish Rav Yehine, because a Kish Rav Yehine has significance only lisune, but not lechumre, but not legur. Vintena, akate o yitzrich legur. Visalte naite chamine, in other words, teisves is asking all these kashes, because teisves, shite is, that according to this Gimore, so Kulchan Chayov in Bechleidi is Exeras HaKosuv B'Alm, not Ligufei. Why should we say La'alm and not Ligufei? If it is possible to apply a certain droshe Ligufei, then it's mistaber to apply it Ligufei rather than to apply it La'alm. But the answer is no, I couldn't say that it has significance Ligufei. Because if the purpose of Exeras HaKosuv Kulchan Chayov in Bechleidi is Ligufei, why does the Torah have to tell us altogether the whole Exeras HaKosuv Kulchan Chayov B'Chleidi? If the Torah didn't say anything, I would also say that Kibudav is not Yechech El Shabbos. No, so Tesis says, no. Maybe the purpose of Exeras HaKosuv Kulchan Chayov B'Chleidi is Ligufei, not Le'almi. But you say Ligufei, even if the Torah didn't say anything, I would know that Kibudav is not Yechech. No, I could say Mitzad HaSvore. If the Torah didn't say anything, the Torah had been silent in regard to this question, when the father tells his son to be Michal Shabbos, I could say Mitzad HaSvore, no, that it should be Deiche, that Kibudav should be Deiche, even Nisa Kores and Nisa Mise. Why? V'imteim ha-kato yitzak l'gud islam d'ayt ha-chamine, d'hoi l'hu kashkidom l'chvidam mokim, l'itche k'domar b'sefer l'mitzies, d'aramine ilafro, l'itche l'isese v'yese v'aytan, v'ar del dimore, im bom mitzie, the Gemara says, "Menayim shimom le'yomi vitame yoshom le'altar ze shol yishmalei shene magishim yivov v'toroi shabzi ze nishmeiru ani adishem kol chayom bichmei." So the Gemara says, "Kasha time because Rachmon shabzi ze nishmeiru hola avoche avam detzayse." The team, the father, tells the son to be vitame, or not to return and avoid it. So you should listen to him. So Ashores Aveide involves a love with Sikhli Salim and an essay of Shoshi Tishime. So even without Kulchayo Bechleidi, I should know Mitzad HaSvore that the essay of Kibudav should not be Deicha the Leises and the essay of Ashores Aveide. So the Gemara says, it's Salgad Chamino Lukash Kibudav Lishvei Shalmokim. So the Kavis of Yichov Sinecho. Vinem Lahal Kavis Hashem Meincho. So the Gemara says here about Metzie that if there hadn't been a special Exeras HaKosuv Kulchan Chayov B'Chleidi, then I would say Mitech HaSvore that the Esser of Kibudav is Deichan Leises and the Esser of Ashores Aveide, or Leises and the Esser of Tumaskeyanim. So Mimele here we could also say, why does the Gemara say that Kulchan Chayov B'Chleidi is not needed Ligufei? Because Ligufei, I would know that Kibudav is not Deichan Chel Shabbos. How would I know? Maybe it is needed Ligufei, just as it is needed Ligipre in connection with Ashores Aveide, so it is needed Ligufei in connection with Chil Shabbos. And I would say, without Kol Chayom Bechleidi, I would say that the Ese of Kibudav should be there, and the Leises of Kores of Chil Shabbos, Meichateise, because Hishva Akosu, Kveini Shalab, so just as the Gemara in Bamitzia says that without Kol Chayom Bechleidi, I would say that the essay of Kibudav is Deicha, and Leises and the essay of Ashores Aveide, Leises and the essay of Tumas Keani. So I could say without the Sakos Kol Chayom Bechleidi, the essay of Kibudav should be Deicha, and the Leises of Chil Shabbos. ומתין הקביל סולגוס הרמינו ובשפוי לאותו דמוקים ליטחה כי לא מסביב מציאס דהלמין להפכו ליטחה עשר ולא יסע ועשר מה הייתה אם? ויש לה אימא ועשר ולא יסע שדקיל הרמין ליטחה אבל לא יסע שיש בקורס לא יבמין אלי דוחה ולהוכה לא יסע ועשר לקלמיד הכל בעל מדוחה כדאייק על איש בקורס דווקא לאיש בקורס להפכו הרמין אלי דוחה יקלמידה הוא בעל מדוחה שותי שסייס that only in regard to Moses and Nese, I could say, without Exeras HaKosu, that it should be Nitre. Mashiach, in regard to Moses and Koresh, so without especially the HaKosu, it is Nitre, I would have no right to assume that Nese is Nitre, Moses and Shemesh Koresh. Now, what's the story? Monefshach, if the Aloche of Ishva HaKosu, Kvedi Shalab, Lichvedi shal moke is sufficient to assume that without the posik and esse should be deichelis and esse, why shouldn't the same svore of Hishva Akosu be sufficient that an esse should be deichelis and mekores? So the answer is this. Why do we so we see from this thesis one thing? That the only reason as to why generally an esse is not deichelis and mekores because of my ume highest and highest. An essay cannot be deichel leises and an essay because my ume highest and highest. So me mele, without especially the zerasakos of kuch chayom bichvedi, I would say the essay of kibudav should be deichel leises and an essay of tumas kiyamim, leises and an essay of asher esaveide. Because the whole reason is why generally an essay is not the Echelisis of an essay. It's because my own Mahayese Mahayese. But vis-a-vis Kid Essay of Kibudav, I could not say my own Mahayese of Kibudav, Mahayese of Tumaskiani, Mahayese of Ashur Saveide. It's only because the Essay of Kibudav has the Adipes of Hishva Akosu, Kvede Shalav, the Kvede Shalmoki. Now you'll ask. But the other essay is also Kvedish Almoki. Here it's Ishmo, it doesn't say that heavy Hakosu Kvedish Alave mit Kvedish Almoki. Only Ishmo. So Mehechateitze, we should say that the essay of Kibudav should be Deicha, an essay of Tumaskeni, an essay of Asher Esaveide, because Ishmo, so they are equal. So Mehechateitze, so again we can say, Mayum and Hayes and Hayes, no. Two, it's not heavy. It's only Hishvo. But since it's Hishvo, Hakosu, Kvedi Shal Aveim, Lichvedi Shal Mokim, and Kibud Aveim is not a mitzvah b'nod l'mokim. Kibud Aveim is a mitzvah b'nod l'chaveret. Mitzvah b'nod l'chaveret. Now, the Mechas Chinuch has a shaylet. Avira shal nod l'chaveret is so eni makipurim l'chapetz. Until it's Meratzes Chaveret. So he has a shaylet. How about an Averes that one commits against the father and mother, or against the man. So, is Yim Kippur, is Chuben Yim Kippur, Mechaper, is Chuben Yim Kippur, Mechaper, or without Ritona. Without Ritona. Now, he has a shayla, but it's a double portion, that it's not mechaper without ritzu of the Omevine, or if somebody commits an avera against the Rebbe, so without ritzu of the Rebbe, so he's not, he's chube and yukipah is not mechaper. Why? Because the question is this: what kind of a mitzvah is mitzvah of Omevine, or kveit rabbi, or kveit amit chochem? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah of benodol moke? We could say it's a mitzvah of benodol moke. Just as there is a chiyuv to put on tefillin, so there is a chiyuv incumbent upon his son to honor his father and mother. But it's not even on the chaveira, it's not an obligation that is due to the father and the mother. It's an obligation that is due to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom. But in other words, the father and the mother, that's the mitzias. That's the person with whom this mitzvah, this obligation towards the Rebbeinu Shalom can be fulfilled. Or it's a mitzvah that is due to the father and the mother. And the same question could could arise in connection with Kavisham Chochem, with Kavis Rebbe, and so on. So that's the Shaila de Michas Chinuch. But it's a double poshut that Ligabei Ovi V'Yimei. So it's a mitzvah of Bnod L'Chaveirei. Why not Bnod L'Moki? Because the Gemara says, Ho'af She'moch La'al Tvei De'Kvei De'Moch. Now, so if we assume that the mitzvah of Kibud Avei is a mitzvah, Bnod L'Chaveirei, it's a chiyuv that is due, it's an obligation, that is due to the father and mother. Of course the Torah imposes that obligation, because obligation of L'Chaveirei are also imposed by the Torah, not by anyone else. The Torah is the source of moral authority. But the Torah in Tavis of Yichoves in Mecho implies that there is an obligation that is due to the father and the mother. So Memele, if it's an obligation that is due to the father and mother, so is a Bar Hoche to be Meir. Let's say if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so Shimon is a Bar Hoche to be Meir the debt, because it's due to him. But if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so Levi is not a Baruch to be meichel the debt, because it's not due to Levi, it's due to Shimon. So now, since the Gemara says that the father is a Baruch to be meichel on the Kovet, that means that the Chiyuv is due to the father, not that the Chiyuv is due to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the father is only the person or the object, I mean, with whom, towards whom, this obligation to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can be fulfilled. If it's a mitzvah shemnodon l'mokei, so then the father shouldn't be in a position to be meichel. And the same thing is true of Kveid Rabbein. Harav shemoch la'al kveid ekveid emochu. So that's a raya that it's not l'chaveire. If it's not l'chaveire, it's a mele d'aloche of en tshuva v'im ha'kipurim mechaper applies. Now, let's say, Melach Shemoch Lal Kveidei, ain't Kveidei Mochel. Why? Because the Chiyuv of Shetehi Mose Yolecho is not a Chiyuv to the Melech. The Melech is the person with whom this Chiyuv of Mose Yolecho can be fulfilled. But it's not due to him. And the Raya is that Melach Shemoch Lal Kveidei, ain't Kveidei Mochel. If the Chiyuv had been a personal Chiyuv to the Melech, so he should be in a position to be Meichel. The answer is no, this is a mitzvah and the niser of Benodam Lemokim. In other words, one has to give respect to him, to the Melech, to the Malchus. It's not due to it, to the Melech. So Melech is not in a position to be Meichel, just as the Melech cannot be Meichel, a Jew, from the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Can the Melech say, well, I Meichel you, I exempt you from putting on tefillin? It's an obligation to you to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So giving kovet to a melech is also an obligation of giving, of it's an obligation due to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the melech is the person to whom the kovet has to be shown. So memele, that's why the Gemara says that without the Kseres HaKosuf of Kukhe Chayovin Bechveidi, I would say that by virtue of the fact that there is a general principle that essay is deichel, is a great. But loises have essay, it's not there. Why? Why is there a distinction between a loises a great and a loises have essay? So we see from this thesis that the reason as to why an essay is deichel, is a great, and it's not deichel, a loises have essay, is because in order to be deichel, is a essay, then the ese must be nitche. And the ese cannot be nitche because mayul mehay ese mehay ese. So memele, it cannot be nitche, a race of ese cannot be nitche by an ese. Because vis-a-vis the ese, it's not shayach to say tchie. Mayul mehay ese mehay ese. But that's only, this what we can say in regard to mitzvahs other than kibudah. Mashein came the mitzvah of Kibud Av. So there is a loche of Hishva Akosu Kveidei Shalovein Lichveidei Shalmoki. And what does it mean? So the essay of Kibud Av is Shovein Lichveidei Shalmoki. Now, that loshen itself is a raya that it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah not mechaveirei. Not a chiyuv, a mitzvah not walking. Because if the mitzvah of kibudavei, as the mechas chinuch, assumes in more alternative, is a mitzvah not walking, so then this expression would be a repugnant expression. Hishva akosu. What I have to say, if we assume that the mitzvah is a mitzvah not mechaveirei, it's an obligation of kovet that is due to the father, to the mother. So, and of course, every person is bound by an obligation of giving kovet to the Rebbein Shalom. Naturally, that goes without saying. So we say the chiddush is that the obligation that is due of to the father, of giving kovet to the father, that is a personal obligation to the father, is as strong and as important as the obligation of giving kovet to the Rebbein Shalom. But if we are going to assume that the chiyuv of kavod zvichus emecho is a non-mokim mitzvah, just like Saint Tosfos Melech HaMelech, Shnei Mosi Elech, but the father is the term, the gavre, the chefze, with whom this mitzvah can be fulfilled. So how is a chayach to say that the kovet to the father is as important as kovet to the Rebbein Shalom? The kovet to the father in itself is one item of kovet to the Rebbein Shalom. It's a mitzvah not a mokel. So it wouldn't even make sense to say. So it would be a repugnant expression. And then the loshen in Gemara in Dushin, Shloisha, V'chein Hadin. That's the Gemara in Dushin. And then the Gemara concludes, what does it mean? So in other words, it means that it's a chayv of that emanates from a korestation. So shloshton shutvim bein. So in other words, a chayv bidin, that the same obligation that is due to the Rebbein Shalom of giving kovet to the Rebbein Shalom, because the Rebbein Shalom is the source of all existence, of everything. So the same mechayev is the mechayev of the mitzvah of kibud avei, because it's a personal obligation that is due to the father and the mother, not the mitzvah of not mocking. So, we asked, how can we say that it's not chayach, the whole concept of which is based upon the svore of mayum hayese is cannot be applied vis-a-vis kibudav, because hishva kosuv, alright, but only hishva kosuv, but not hedifa kosuv. It's only, the answer is true hishva kosuv, but the hishva kosuv means that the mitzvah of kibudav is benon l'chaveirei, is due to the father and mother. So in other words, so that chayv that is benon l'chaveirei is as significant as the chiyuv of kovet and meira to the Rebbein Shalom. So the mitzvah of kibud av ve'ein is a mitzvah in a double sense. First of all, it's a mitzvah of not mechaveirei, and then every mitzvah not mechaveirei is also a mitzvah not mechaveirei, naturally. So when a person does not give kibud av ve'ein, so it means that he fails in the covenant to the Rebbein Shalom. Whenever a Jew is aver on a mitzvah of the Torah, so that means that he failed, he neglected the kovet amokim. If a person neglects mitzvah tefillin, so that means he neglected kovet amokim. And if he neglects kibud av ve'ein, of course he neglected kovet amokim. So if the mitzvah of that is due to the av ve'ein is not as important, is not as strong as the mitzvah of kovet amokim, so then we couldn't say that it's odd. But in view of the fact that the mitzvah that is due to the father and mother is hishvo lichvid amokim, and in addition, kibud av ve'ein involves kibud amokim too. So maybe it's odd. Why the odd? The essay, every essay involves kibud amokim. So the essay of Hashemes Aveide involves kibud amokim. But the essay of kibud av ve'ein involves kibud amokim.
as much as the Eser of Hashem Saveide. From the point of view of Kavod HaMochim, it is as much as the mitzvah Hashem Saveide. In addition, it's also the Kavod HaGoyim itself is on the same level as Kavod HaMochim. So mainly it's Odif. So the Eser of Kibud HaBeim is Odif vis-a-vis the Eser of Hashem Saveide, or the Eser of Deishim Yul Lekeyem. So Mimele, we cannot say Mayume Hayese Mehayese. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say Nesedei Chalitzis of Ese in respect to the mitzvah of Kibud Avei. It's not shayach to say. Could someone close the door? So it's not shayach to say Nesedei Chalitzis of Ese in respect to Kibud Avei, because the whole reason as to why Nesedei Chalitzis of Ese is because Mayume Hayese Mayese. So in other words, so it is muchach from this place, Vesteretz, that the only reason is why in Esed Eich Aleis Esed Ese is because my ume hayes em hayes. Because my ume hayes em hayes. Now, so that is all right according to the Rivoshi. The Rivoshi says that whenever there is an essay in conflict with the Leis Esed Ese, and we say in Esed Eich Aleis Esed Ese, but suppose he was either on the Leis Ese, so Malkus is not high. Malkus is not high. Why? Because the Leises is Nitre. The only the Ese is not Nitre. Why isn't the Ese Nitre? Because my woman is Hayese Mayese. But there are the Shemim who are Chilik of the town. The whole group of the Shemim who are Chilik on the river. And they say that let's say, whenever it's an Indian of Ese Nitre Leises of Ese. For example, let's say it's Nizdame for him. Let's say a specific example. I mean, the Morim Psochet. A specific example, when it's nizdamin for him to be mechase dam tziper an yom, and in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisu adam, he has to be chayper. And let's say it's a case where it's been, but still there is no triye because yonte involves a leises and an est, a leises and est. So we say, so the Rivor says, suppose he actually did it. So he's not allowed to be chayfer in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisu adam or bitziper. But he acted shalokedim. He was chayfer on yom. So the Rebbe says malkes is potter, and the other Rishim say that he's chay. So according to the Rebbe, so the only reason is why he's nesedich is because my womb is the highest and highest. So you understand this thesis. But Kibud HaAv is not shayach to say my womb is highest and highest because Esed Kibud HaAv is more alim than the essay or than any other essay. But according to the other Rishim, we say that in every case where someone is able to love on account of an essay, if the love was coupled with an essay, so then it's high malkes. So they say that the reason is why in Esedich is essay is not because my woman the highest and highest, but because it's Ali. If a lady says a head and essay, so then the lady says he's Ali. So Mimele Rabbi Yisif Yish Yerushalayim says in Dushin that let's say that the Nishe is not bound by the essay of Yonte. Assuming that the Nishe is not bound by the essay of Yonte, and she's only bound by the laces of Yontef. So, according to the Rivo, so by a Nishe, so let's say, would be allowed to be said of Kotchim Yontef, a Nishe, according to the Rivo. Because, why? Because Woman Doma says that the reason is why in Seyofi Kotchim Yontef, Ravashe says, in Shabbos, because in Ese, the laces of Ese. So, according to the Rivo, this is a deduction, a Nishe would be allowed to be said of Kotchim Yontef, because she is bound only by the Leis Esseh, she is not bound by the Esseh, so Memele she would be allowed, if we'll say that the Nishe is not Mizeres on the Esseh of Yontef. So then, according to the Rebbe, she would be allowed to say Kotchim Yontef. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalayim, if we assume that the Nishe is not bound by the Esseh of Yontef, only by the Leis Esseh of Yontef, she still wouldn't be allowed. She still wouldn't be allowed to be Seyref Kotchim Yontef. Why? Because since the Leises has an essay, so the Leises is Alim, even relative to a Nishe, who it is presumed is not bound by the essay of Yom. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalayim, So the halacha of the teiresa dichleisa veseis does not emanate from the svore of I my womb with the highest and highest said, because according to Rabbi Yisrael Shoshalayim, even in regard to a niche that is not bound by the essay, so we say in essay dichleisa veseis. So how can we say that vis-a-vis kibudav? So we cannot say in essay dichleisa veseis. Why? Because the essay of kibudav is more valid than the essay, than any other essay. But according to Avraham Yisrael Yerushalayim, the halacha of an essay dichleisa veseis is not based upon my own mehayase my essay. So one thing we have to deduce from this essay, that even according to the Rishayim, Avraham Yisrael Yerushalayim and Rabbi Netan, who say that the reason as to why an essay dichleisa veseis is because the leis essay is alim, and we may lay it in essay dichleisa veseis, even relative to a woman, who it is presumed that it is not, that she is not muzeres on the Esser of Yontev, on the Esser of Yontev, but we still have to say that it is in that in final analysis it is based directly or indirectly upon the concept of my the highest and my essay. True, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Shalayim, so we say in Esser Dichleisa Veseis, even we got to a woman, even though it is presumed that a woman is Ptura, is not Muzeres on the Esser. Why so? So Rabbi Yisrael Shalayim holds that because of my woman, the high Esser, my high Esser, so Mele the Leis Esser, that is coupled, that in certain cases, let's say, relative to a Tanishes, it's not coupled, but relative to a man, so the leis essay of Yontev is coupled, goes hand in hand with an essay, and the essay cannot have three. So Mimele, since the leis essay is generally coupled with an essay that cannot be nitche by an essay, so Mimele the leis essay gets a limis. Mashein came, so Mimele Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalayim says, and Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalayim says that number one, that if, let's say, one was nizdamin offer on Yontev to be mechasei dam tziper, so he was not allowed to be chayfer on Yontev. The Ribo says, if he was chayfer, malkes is potter, because the leis is nitre. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it's not nitre. Why isn't it nitre? Because in view of the fact that the essay of Yontev cannot be nitre, so we may end the essay of Yontev is goes hand in hand with the leis of Yontev generally. So we may the leis essay gets a limes on account of the fact that it is coupled with an essay that cannot be nitres by an essay. So we may the leis essay gets a limes. So the leis essay is not nitres. So we may even relative to an isha who is not muzeres and the essay of Yontev, so the leis essay itself becomes moralim. Why does the leis essay become itself? So it's not. So why does the leis essay get alimes? Because it is coupled with an essay that cannot be nitres. But suppose the leis essay would be coupled with that kind of an essay that can be nitres by another essay, then the leis essay wouldn't become alim. So Mimele, even according to Avraham Yisrael Yerushalayim, we can apply the lomdes of Teisves. That vis-a-vis kibudav ve'im, so we cannot conceive the whole svore of an essay dechleis essay. Because even if we say that the leis essay becomes alim, but the leis essay gets its strength by virtue of the fact that it is coupled with an essay that is not incapable of being nitches by another essay. Mashein kein, where the other essay is the essay of kibudav ve'im, which can be deiche any other essay, so Mimele the leis essay doesn't get alimus either. So that's why the Gemara says in Bo Metzia that if not for the gzeras hakoso of kul chayom michveidi, if not for the gzeras hakoso of kul chayom michveidi, then I would say that the essay of kibudav should be deiche the leis essay and the essay of Hashem Asaveide. It should be deiche the leis essay and the essay of the maskianim. Because the only reason as to why it is the leis essay, even if we say that the leis essay becomes alim, but the alimus of the leis essay is also a derivative of the fact that the essay cannot be nitches by another essay. But if the other essay is kibud aveim, then the essay can be nitches. So the essay says not alin. So mimele, so it should be deichelis an essay. But that's only shayach ligabe leisus an essay. But it's not shayach ligabe leisus sheyes bekoras. This is the issue. All right, now.
So in other words, if we assume that is not as strong as the leisus of es. The alkoch ha'gor, the baal medeich leisus of es. But here not, but kibud aveim not. So any essay other than kibud aveim is deich leisus of es. That's how it's assumed. But the only essay that is not deich leisus of es is the essay of kibud aveim. So, the hasty of you bound with the English, you call us. Our coho go, I'm a loisis of esse. The epsha shimitre, esse, esse, loisis of esse, the mayum, the highest, my esse. The old have a boy of name of a sacred mitzias, the esse, the kibut mitre, loisis of esse, hide the mishum, the odif, the hookash, people with a mocking. But now that we say, that Zakosuk tells us, every other esse, is the Echelishes Bekores, but the Esav Kibud Avei is not the Eche. So Mimele, we cannot say that the Esav Kibud Avei is Ali than any other Esav. The Gemorim Bometzia says, if there hadn't been Ixeres HaKosov of Yishwa, of Kur Chayom Mechvedi, but now that we have Ixeres HaKosov of Kur Chayom Mechvedi, so again we can apply the concept of Mayul Medahai Esemayes. Vim Teima, Ibi Alv, Doche, in Kain, or the Klein Bitzitzes, Lomali, if we say that the Alme is an essay is Deiche, Leisese, Sheish Bekores, but only Kibbut Avei not, because Kulcham Hayom Bechrei. But generally, an essay is Deiche, a Leisese, Sheish Bekores. So why do we need a posik that Klein Bitzitzes is Mutter? We already have a posik of Kulcham Hayom Bechrei, that only Kibbut Avei is not Deiche. But any other essay is the Echelis, is the Kores. So like Haskama Mechamo, the Echel of Tzitzes, she is capable of being the Echel, the Lysis of Klein. So why does the Torah have to mention Echel Sakosu of being Tassel? If I'm talking to Kori Kori Tzitzes, Lama Lidi Yishleim Avisal, Chil Rav. In other words, because Yishleim so then, in other words, if I'll leave it there, it's not like that. But if, according to the Havamim of the Gemara, that the Nesi is Beich, Elis, and Shesh Bekores, so then the Droshe, the Smichus, the Droshe of Tivin Tassamoch, is not mentioned in order to advise us that Klein is Mutar Mitzitzes. That I know because of the Tosik of Yishimim of the Rov. But to tell us that the Tzemar Pishtim Patas Shaloi Bimini. Who says that only Tzemel Pishtim is Chayim Mitzitzes. Nami Yitzfrich. The Limitre Shakonov, Mi Konov Davke, Davke Tzemel Tzemel Pishtim Pishtim. So Mimele, so that's why the Torah has to tell us this is a Kosovo, Zilin Tazeloch, that Tzemel can patter Pishtim and Pishtim can patter Tzemel. In other words, what you ask, why do I need a special Nesakosu? Insofar as Nisa Klein is concerned. So I have a general principle that even a Leishim Bekores can be Nitre. Certainly, Leishim Bekores didn't know, but if we didn't have the Nesakosu of Gilead, then I would say, apart from the question of Nisa Klein, maybe Tzemer can only pata Tzemer. It has to be, and Pishtim can pata Pishtim, not because of Nisa Klein. But it can only pass at the minute. So because of that, so there's a cause of this needed, that Tzema can pass at Pishti, and Pishti can pass at Tzema. Veitz al kedaito, the loy litche eset in tzitzes, lav di klayim, shein shove binosh, liman do oma, noshim, pture is mit tzitzes. So in other words, if an eset would be deichti, I mean, all that is in the subjunctive. In other words, if an essay would be the Echelisese Sheish Bekores, so the question arose. So why does the Torah have to mention the Sakosu? That Klein Mitzitzes is Muter, we already have a broader principle that even Echelisese Bekores is Nitrevaynes. The answer is, no, I could say any essay other than the essay of Tzitzes could be the Eche, not only Echelisese Kreide, but even Echelisese Bekores. But the Esav Tzitzes is relatively weak, and it couldn't be Deiche, even though it's a segrede. Why? Because the Esav Tzitzes is an Esav in Shabbat Keil. So that's not as strong as any other Esav. So I could say an Esav in Shabbat Keil is not Deiche, and Lois is Shabbat Keil, and not even Lois is a segrede. We saw the title, it's a Tzitzel, and we're going to Shabbat Noshim. We man doma Noshim to a Tzitzel. We will be able to boil in Eila. The Miesed in Tzere, the Litre Ese, as Lois is say, Mashma the boy will never know some of the Klein Mitzitzes. So the question arises, how could the more assume for a moment that the general principle of Esen Yechalitza says deduced from Akofas Reishet, Peis Rosh, that the Mitzrayim is allowed to be marking the Peis Rosh. So from that we learn out the general principle that has application even to Tzitzes, to Pai Mitzitzes. But how could that apply to Pai Mitzitzes? The essay of the Gilach Kolsarei is an Esa Shomim case. Masherim Kei, it applies to a man, it applies to a woman, it applies to everyone is a Mitzitzes. Of course it applies only to a Mitzitzes, not to a Mom Mitzitzes. So that's the essay, but that doesn't mean it's any Shomim Kei. But whoever the material is, whether it's an isha, so the essay of the Gilach HaSarei applies, but the essay of Tzitzes doesn't apply to Noshim. So in Mele, I wouldn't know the time it is a Yizmuta. Mashma, the boy, Mele, first of all, it's a Kolchoch, a Katalosik, a Daita, she is filled with Mishore Bechil, Adipolchai, Ufeirik, Shem, Zirin, the Yalik, the Gamre, the Alman, the Reishe, Ikelemeima, Soba, the Noshim, Chayovim, Bitzitzes. So, vintei ma'risha lomoli, kiv didoche afilu laf sheish bikotas. So the question is, since an essay, I mean according to this, Havamin of the Gemara, so an essay is deiche alayisase sheish bikotas, so why does the Torah have to tell us, exeras hakotsu of reisha? V'yesh leima, v'yitzrich la'ashminot, v'akofis kol ha'reish ma'akof. Akofis ha'reish ma'akof. In other words, so the Torah by telling us that a mitzere is allowed to be makif koreishe, including the Peis Rosh, because of the Esed Yechaleitze say, he alone tells us that it's only based upon the concept of Kriya, and not because Akov Eskolarin Shloish Makov. Umi Pesach Umilu Vitomi, Vikashi Emide Amai Yitzrichro, Kivim Baal Medoch. Now the question is, if we learn out from the Ishimi Bov Torosh Hashim Ishmeiru, that generally, and this is Yechal Yishim Koresh, so why did the Torah have to tell us, especially the Sakosu, that Pesach is Yechal Shabbos? Every mitzvah is Yechal Shabbos. The Salke Daitach, Lemelach, Linin Shabbos, Mekib Daveim, the Lidochim. Ma'avah Minin, the Shabbos Lidochim. Afal Gav, the Baal Midochim. If the Torah hadn't mentioned the Sakosu of Pesach and Mila and Tomi, so I would say, true, there is Exeras HaKosu, that Kibud Aveim is not Eichel, Shabbos. But any other essay is Eichel, Yishu Kores. What I could learn out it, Roshe, that not only Kibud Aveim is not Eichel Shabbos, but Shabbos is not Nitches by any essay. So maybe I wouldn't know that Pesach Mila is Tomid is Mut. So that's the reason as to why it was necessary for the Torah to tell us that Pesach Mila and Tomi is Mutar and Shabbos. Alright, Nigma Mehochet Leidoch. Nigma, so the Gemara says, V'chitei Mishano, Abdi Shabbos Yechmire, V'yo, Elo V'kai, so the Gemara says, Lo Yilav Dim Chana, V'af Lohoch Leidoch, Elo V'kai, Mido says, Leidoch Leidoch, it's a Ligma Mehochet Leidoch. Mashma, V'ayra V'shchitu V'ishu Nich, V'teime, די מנורה ליטנה לוק נקרו בשחית ובישו להשמיל את בעל מדוחה עד הרבה נוק בבלב די מחמר ונגמה מהורכה די בעל מלא ידוח עד הרב דרי ויש להם הידה יקטנה בדוי השמיל ונקרו בשעות דבורי די לקי על הרב גרידה דוי עד ועושה לי ואם תאימה ואם תאימה ואיך נגמה מהורכה די לא ידוחה די משנה הורכה די האב אסה גלויס דוקסי ווי אשווי טישבייס און מיש מאך גוט ווי דאך אבל אב דריינג דער היילום נעלע די קליינע ביטס איז האו דו מאך זיי דאט ווי שוין ער נאו פון קוק האי און דער וויי ג'וס איז אסף קיב דאב איי איז נאט די גלויס סעלף געגאן סו איטס נאט די גע אני ווייס זיי אלי סקרייט באט מיט באט מיט לאב פון מחמיה has involved not only the Reishase or CNS, or CNS. So maybe that's the reason as to why the Esav Kibud Aveim is not Deiche Mechameya. Because in Esav Deiche Reishase and Esav, Masha'inki in the Reishase Greine, so it should be Deiche. Vein Meri, the Esav Kibud, Hoyu V'odif Kulahai, Duhu Kashkveidu Mechveidu Amokei, Choshiv Esav Shabbos, Kimandu Esav Gantum, you have a command to make your love great. Alright, so that's alright in connection with Kibbutz. But the Gemara said the same thing in connection with Rosh. מלכי נסל המקדוש, נסל בסקייר, נסל בסקייר, עדיד לנסל שבס, משומר ומשותפור לבסקייר. So it's again based upon the same one as the previous days. That the whole reason is why נסל ביחמי שסה, בעצם, because מה יום להי יש מה יש. So I was saying, so vis-a-vis kibud av, it's not shy. So it's not shy. All right, so Tesis answers that kasha. Then again Tesis says the kasha. Vim teima, mi nolom de lidoche ese di kibud afilu lav dreis, de o shabes vitume va shabes aveide, kule ese veloiz ese nid. Kule ese veloiz ese nid. So how do we know that the ese di kibud is not deiche, even lav dreide? So then what does he say? The Eishli Ma'akim, the Golden of God, the way I'll you all on time, the Ura Shuruch, with Amok, and you'll eat Che, you can have to love greater than you. The Mekalayim, we must say, Goma, Mishum, the Kibbut, have a Hechshamitz. Kibbut have a Hechshamitz. So the question is, the same Kashi, the same Terek, why does they say, repeat it twice? So, you can explain the thesis in a very simple way. The Tenach Nami, it's the same kind of Kashi, and the same kind of talents. But first, the first kasha of Teisves is directed against the Havamin of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, El Gemara's kasha, against the Maksh. When the Maksh in the Gemara is, El the time of the Gemara said, Lidma Miochel, the Loi Litche, Lidma Miochel, the Loi Litche. So Teisves says the kasha, how can the Maksh, even for a moment, ask that we should learn out from Shapsay Set Ishmael that just as the Eser of Kibud Avei is not deiche the love of Mechamech, so it's not deiche Eloisese, it's not deiche Eloisese. So how could Gemara ask that, but that love of Mechamech is Eloisese and an Eser? So how could Gemara ask that we should learn out from that? That even Elise is a grace, that an essay should not be deiche, even Elise is a grace. Over there by Mechaber, it's Elise is an essay. That is the first question. So the first question is directed against the match. So the Terence, and the first question is, the Eres of the Kibu, who will be odd, who will I, who will cash kredom, which will I'm okay, חושי תסד שבת כי מנדלסה לגמרי והבא כי מנדלקה אל הלב גרידה. So that works. So that's why the Gemara has the Machinet that we should learn out from Shafi Sedi Shneil that just as the Esa of Kuda is not Eiche the Lisa and the Esa of Mechamea. So in the same way an Esa could not be able to be Eiche Elisa is a Gride. Because vis-a-vis Kibdavein, so the extra essay that Mechamer has is not of special significance because we cannot say my home with the highest amount. Then Teisves is the same kind of kashe against the Maskolah. The first kashe of Teisves was directed against the Maksh. How can the Maksh ask Lidma Meor? But then the second kashe is directed against the Maskon of the Gemara. So what was the terrace of the Gemara? How did the Gemara answer the Maksh's kashe? So the Gemara said that Malah Hanoch Mishmdikele Mifrach. Malehanoch shechinach shamitzeh. And how does this explain? According to Teisves, so the Gemara in the Maskone says that the Rasakosuk of Kul Chayom Bechreide is referenced to Mechamech. So the Gemara's kashi was, so let us learn out that an essay is not deiche leisaseh, just as an essay is not deiche the leases of Mechamea. So the Gemara's teretz was, no, the reason is why you cannot learn out the general principle the essay is not deiche leisaseh because kibud aveim is not being mashein kein, and the other essay is generally it generally manifests itself in the case of evil. So that's the maskon of the Gemara. That the reason as to why we do not learn out Esedeiche Loisese, that ain't Esedeiche Loisese, from Kibdabeim, because by Kibdabeim the Torah says that Kibdabeim is not Deiche, on account of the fact it's not Beidne. But all other Esses, where it is Beidne, so an Esse, so we learn out from five Bitzitzes that the Esse is Deiche. So the first kashe in Teisves is directed. The first kashe in Teisves is directed against the Makshin, and Teisves gives the Teretz the reason as to why the Makshin did ask that we should learn out that no essay is Deicha Leisaseh. Even though by Kibud Aveim it's Leisaseh, even though by Mechamed it's Leisaseh Leisaseh, and all other Leisaseh, it's Leisaseh Kreide, because vis-a-vis Kibud Aveim, so the Leisaseh Leisaseh is has no more significance than the Leisaseh Kreide, because of Ishva Kos. This is what Teisa says in as an answer to the first kasha that was directed against the Makshe, and the same kind of answer is given by Teisves, and the same kasha is raised by Teisves against the Maskone of the Gemara, and the same kind of Teretz. I mean, that's a simple way of explaining the Teisves, but it's still, there is still a little Deichak in the Teisves. So why couldn't Teisves combine both kashas in one kasha and one Teretz? So Teisves should have said, "Vim teima, reicha nigmar mihoche, veicha omar amakshe, nigmar mihoche loidoche, veicha amra agmore b'maskone." They in essay that in essay diche that the real pinon. So veicha amra maskone. The loy doche esed kibud af lav grede vo gabei shabes esem lois esem. So Teisves could have combined both kashes in one kashe, and Teisves could have given the same teretz. After all, is the same lomdes. So it seems to me that Teisves is not only directing one kashe. Against the Makshin and the other kashe, he's directing against the Maskona of the Gemara. But it's two separate kashes. The same teretz that Teisves mentions on the first kashe is a teretz on the Maskona of the Gemara too. But Teisves is asking two separate kashes. In other words, because by Shabbos, the first kashe of Teisves was v'heiche nigma mihoched loidoche dil meshano oche dehabe ese v'loisese doksivu v'ayim ashri tishbos u'mishum hoched loidoche. So Teisves kashe is apparently Teisves kashi was because by Shabbos there is a chiyuv aseh, and the Rambam says in so many words that if somebody refrains from melocha on Shabbos, so he's mikayim a mitzvah, in the same way as when a person, let's say, puts on tefillin, so there is a chiyuv a mitzvah. So when a person refrains from melocha on Shabbos, he's mikayim a mitzvah. Let's say if a person refrains from eating macholos asurim, he's not mikayim a mitzvah. He's not even a nisa, but he's not mikayim a mitzvah. Mashenkin by Shabbos, when one refrains from melocha on Shabbos, he's mikayim a mitzvah. He's mikayim a mitzvah of Tishbeis. So mimele, Teisa says the kashe v'im teima v'heicha nikmar mihoche l'lidoche dil mesham hoche d'avu ase d'lois d'oksi uvay nashim tishbeis. So besides the lisese of lisasekom melocha ba mechameya, so there is also a chiyuv asei, a chiyuv and a kiyum asei of tishveis. So mimele, could the Gemara say that we should learn out from mechameya? How could the Makshin say that we should learn out from a Chamer, that an essay is not the Yichei Elisis Egreide, an essay is not the Yichei Elisis Egreide, just as it is not the Yichei, the Elisis of Mechamer, but the Elisis may be the Elisis of Mechamer beside the Elisis, so it is, has also a Chiyuv essay, and the Kiyuv essay. So Mimele it cannot be the Yichei. It cannot be deiche. Mashein kein. Eloise is a great and as a kevin deiche. That's this. So this is the teretz. This is the teretz. The essay be kibud. Hoi lodi. Kula hai. Duhu kashi. Kveidom. Lichidam okei. Choshif es a Shabbos. Kulam vesel gamo. So this teretz would be a teretz even if we raise the same question against the Maskolah, you know. Same way, Teisa doesn't have to multiply words the same. In other words, so we couldn't. So even if we were to ask the same kashya against the maskon of the Gemara, that the Gemara in the maskon says that the reason as to why, that the reason as to why an essay is not deiche, and that an essay can be deiche, Eloise says, great, and we don't learn out from Mechame that an essay cannot be deiche, is because the Gemara says, because it's not being. So that's the reason as to why by Shabbos, so the essay of Kibudav could not be deiche the leises of Mechamer. So you could ask, so maybe only the issa of Mechamer is not nitche by the issa of Kibudav, because there is a leises and the chiyuv asay, but a leises agreide could be nitche by Kibudav, even though it's not being nitche. So the same terrors would apply. It's the same omnis. But then Teisves is another kash. V'im keina, minolam de lidoche esse di kibud, afilu rav treide. Do Shabbos v'tumeh v'asho v'saveide, kule esse v'lo isse seminu. Because the esse of Tishbei is two things, implies two things. First of all, echiyuv esse, what Reb Chaim says, I mentioned that, what Reb Chaim says in respect to kol shiye gadol peres ha'reishe, so he answers the Rambam in Lechis Nezires. The Rambam says that the reason is why in Mitzere Nozia can be Migaleach, even though there is a Lysis and a Reses. So the Rambam says because in view of the fact that the Yimei Chute is not Eilam Yimei Nisrei, so there is of course Gdushe in the Yimei Chute. So there is a diminution of Gdushes Nozia in the time of the Tzoras. So Mimele the Esse doesn't apply. So it's not the Lysis and the Reses. So the Kashi is, but the Gemara Yivone says that the reason is why the Mitzir and Ozir is allowed to be Migalei Al-Besar, and we do not say an Esse, the Icha Lysis and the Esse, is because it's saying Shovim Keil. So the Rambam says because there is no Esse. And the Gemara says because it's not Shovim Keil. So what does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says because Kodin Shirat and Peres Arei Shein implies two things. First of all, it's a Lava Bomchal Esse. It's an Yisar Esse. So the Yisar Esse is not based upon the Kedushas Nozia. Even if there is a diminution of the Kedushas Nozia, let's say Nozia Mitzere, so as long as he is a Mitzere, so it's not Ilel the Mitzere, there is a diminution of the Kedushas Nozia. So the Yisar Esse still applies. But there is also a chiyuv esse and a kiyum esse of kodesh yeh gadol peres ha'reishe. So the when the Gemara says, when the Gemara mentions the tam of ben yishol b'keil, that's in regard to the Yisar esse. So how is it that an esse, the esse of yilech skolsare, can be deiche, the leis esse of tal yavar ha'reishe, plus the esse, the Yisar esse of kodesh yeh gadol peres ha'reishe? So the Gemara says, in view of the fact that it's in Shabbat Bekeil, so Mimele, it can be there. And then the Rambam is another kashe. How about the Chiyuv Asay? So there we cannot say, because it's not Shabbat Bekeil. because even though it's natural it became, so a nesse should not be deiche, not a chiyuv esse. So the Rambam says the chiyuv esse doesn't apply. So I'm mentioning that Reb Chaim is a Moshe, I don't know if there is any connection, but as Derech Adinye, just as Reb Chaim says in regard to the esse of Kodesh here, Gadol Peres HaRishi, that it implies a Nisar HaSei, Ilav HaBomach HaSei, and it also implies a Chiyuv HaSei. So Rigabi Tishbe is also two things. First of all, Tishbe is implying a Chiyuv HaSei and a Kiyum HaSei. When a Jew refrains from Loch and Shabbos, he's becoming a Mitzvah. And then there is also a Nisar HaSei. There is also a Nisar HaSei, Ilav HaBomach HaSei. So the first Kashi of Tishbe's is directed against the Havamina and the Maskane, but the first Kasha of Teisves has reference to the Yisrase. So Teisves says, the first Kasha of Teisves is that he has reference to the Chiyuvase. So then we say, relative to Kibudav, so it's not shayach to say, my womb is the highest and my highest. Because the whole business why an essay is not the Eloise and the Chiyuv HaSei is because my woman hayese my hayese, but the essay of Kibud Av is alim v'alim as against the Chiyuv HaSei, as against the Chiyuv HaSei of Tishbe's. This is the first time. Then Teisa says another question. V'im teima minolom b'lidoch esed Kibud Av l'olav greide do Shabbos v'tum evasho esaveide kule esed Eloise esed. So here Teisves is primarily concerned with the Iser Esse of Tishbe's. So Mimele, how does the Gemara say that we cannot learn out a general din that an Esse is not the Yichel Esse from Kibud Av? Because it's not Hersher, because it's only Hersher Mitzvah. So he says, maybe this Tzirasakosuf of Kul Chayim Bechleidi tells us that the Esav Kibud Av is not Deiche Michameir, because there is Eloisese and the Nisarese. Mashe Inkei. So then, Kibud Av is not Deiche because it's not Bidle. But where there is only Eloisese Kredi involved, maybe Kibud Av could be Deiche, even though it's not Bidle. And Yisrase. So Teisa applies the same law this, even in regard to Yisrase. V'yesh leima akim go along krok, to lo yalim along time edu kashkreinu lechvid amok in the litre, in kein afil lab greinu lidoche. Dim klaim lo motzi gomu, mishum di Kibud Av ha'asham.
Lamino, Vamos, 31st Shun Yvamos, Hate Kislev, Hate Option Lamed Vav, November 9th, 1975.
Bow me for the So if you are going to say the channel of the Shabbos the Chmire, and it's not a general Zeres HaKosuv, so how can we apply in Ligabe Kibud Av in respect to other Avim also? Normally on Vitami, on Tarzia. So we say that the same Aloch applied. Now, so it's Mashma from the Gemore that this question can be raised only if we say that the Posik of Seisat Ishmeiro has reference to Mechamah. So then we can ask, if it is because of the Chumrah of Shabbos, so it should have no application to other Yisur, like to Maskeanim and Hashem Saved and so on. But if the Zerzakos of Shabbos Yishmeiro has reference to Lamches Meloches, then it's not difficult. So Teisus Kashi is Koshe. Dimashma di Ayre Bishchitu Bishu Nirelei Vadara Bekolchkli Koshe Tvei Deich Yali Vivui. Why does the Gemara raise that question only if we assume
that the Shabbos at Ishmeiru has reference to Mechame. But even if it has reference to Amtes Meloches, you could raise that question and even with more force. Rabbi, coached in the Koshe Tvei, the Ereyahu Nitamu Letarzu, like a chorus, Mishabes, the chorus of Skillet, and they also Loitoche, Hoche Doche, Avogab, the Luikela, the Esem, Shimduka Shredo, the Yeshleima, Kibn, the Golikro, the Goram, the Esse, the Almi, the Almi Doche, Lafshi, is because, the High Loitoche, in other words, if we say the Gemara is only asking that question, if we say that the Pasuk of Shabbos at Ishmeiru has reference to Mechamer, so then the premise is that Anisa Kores is never Nitre. Masha'ein Kein, so we can ask, how can we learn out from that Pasuk which deals with the love of Mechamer, that just as the love of Mechamer is not nitche by kibud av, so any other love is not nitche either. Maybe dafke the love of Mechamer because it's mochomu, but any other love is nitche. But if we are going to assume that the exosakos of Shabbos Ishmeiru has reference to lametes meloches, so then the premise is that generally speaking, in essay is the yichelav sheish bikores, but kibud av not. So kibudav could not be more odif than any other mitzvah. So then we would be saying that there is no extra halacha, there is no adifes in kibudav vis-a-vis other mitzvahs because of hukash kledom. Because we see the contrary, that other mitzvahs are the echelesh v'kores, whereas davke kibudav is not the echelesh v'kores. ויש להם עקיב דיגו לקרו דיגו רמסד אלמה דיבר מדוח עליו שהוא יקורס ואי לא ידוחה סו למהל איתי מדוק השקרית מלכבית עמוד. Alright, now the main thesis is שכן עכשיו מצווה, that's the main thesis in this story, and thesis is really on the whole pshat in the Gemara, because according to Rashi's pshat, so the Gemara is saying in the Maskone that the Pasuk of Shabbos at Ishmeiru, has of Kulkan Chayovim Bechvedi, has reference to Lametes Meloches, to Ilav Sheyesh Bekores, and still the Torah says only Ligabei Kibudav, that Kibudav is not Deiche Ilav Sheyesh Bekores. The implication being that that generally speaking, a lazy sheyesh bekores can be nitre. So many achrenim say that according to Rashi, an essay can be deiche a lazy sheyesh bekores. Many achrenim say that. Why do they say that? Because according to Rashi, so the ukimta of the Gemara is elo. The kimta of the Gemara is. So we explained it, because Yivim is not a mitzvah chiyubis, there is no must in Yivim, because he has an alternative, either he's miyavim or he's chelitz. So Mimele, in final analysis, Yivim is only a mitzvah chiyubis, it's not a mitzvah chiyubis. So, but according to Rashi, we can learn out from the posik of Shabbos at Ishmeiru, where the Torah is migalas, that only kibudav is not deiche, basheinke, any other mitzvah, generally speaking, and the essay is the Echalish Bekores. So that means that there is a general thing that an essay is the Echalish Bekores, but we couldn't learn out that an essay like Yivim, which is not, there is no must in it, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. Not a mitzvah kiyumis should be the Echalish. Masha'inke, a mitzvah that is really imperative, I'm in the mitzvah chiyuvis, where there is no other choice, no other alternative, then it is there. But the question is, the Gemara says, then Rove says, that Elva Gufel Itzchichekho, the Inese Deicha Leise say, Sheyesh Bekores. So the whole posik of Oleo is needed to advise us that the Tzoras Elvo, Tzoras Achisisho, is not Misyabemes. But the Achisisho herself, so without the posik of Oleo, the Rove says that it couldn't be Misyabemes. Because Inese Deicha Leise say, Sheyesh Bekores. So the Achinim, many Achinim say, so apparently, according to Rashi, only Rove says that. But this Gemara is chilik on Rove. This Gemara is chilik on Rove. Only Rove holds that an essay is not deichalis shebekores. But this Gemara holds that the essay is deichalis shebekores. Because according to the maskone of the Gemara here, so the posik of kulcha chayom bichveidi has reference to shchitli basheli. And herein the Torah is Migale, only Kibudav is not Deiche. But generally speaking, an essay is Deiche Eleise Sheyesh Bekores. So I mean that's a big chinesh, I mean that according to Rashi, an essay should be Deiche Eleise Sheyesh Bekores as a general principle. Alright, we'll see, I mean, what Rashi shit is. But anyway, this is spiritually confessed. Le'ilam b'shchitli bashel, v'ho ba'al medoch, mikol mokei, and the truth is, that from this posik we can learn out that only Kibud Av is not Deich Shabbos, but any other essay is Deich Eleish Bekores. But the Gemara wanted to say that this is the reason as to why the Torah had to tell us Olel that the essay of Yibim is not Deich Achisisho. So because if not for Aleo, I would say it is Deiche, even though Achisisho involves a laf sheyesh bekores. So the Gemara says no, Achisisho could not be learned out because Achisisho is not a Achsham mitzvah. It's not a must. We come and live. You may walk and live. Chesed give my Achisisho. We should be killing me for Achshachin Achsham mitzvah. The Yevsheli Kaim a Kibud loy tchias laf. Avol Gabi Yivum Yocheli Kaim a mitzvah loy tchias laf. The Yevsheli Kaim. So it's only mitzvah kiyumis. Because of the aim ze efsha, the osal yav, mishum kores, chlitz en avali boye, the chol sheinele le yibm, einele le chlitz. Umi kamon bifir beiz yalfinon, umi mikro, im le yach peitz, ho chofetz le yav. So kol sheinele le yibm, einele le chlitz, because the Torah says, im le yach peitz ish le yame, vi ol si vem, li vab ne si vem tei, so also even Tashar, even Tashar. So that means the choice is left to him, whether he's Miyavim or he's Chilitz. So from that we deduce the halacha that Kol Sheila Leyim Ayil Echlitze, Kol Sheila Leyim Ayil Echlitze. So Tesis Kashi against Rashi is Monefsheh. How can we say that actually an essay is Deichel Eishiv HaKores, but Yibim should not be Deichel Eishiv HaKores because he has another alternative. He can be Chilitz Monefsheh if it's not Deichel the Leise says Sheyesh HaKores, so he cannot be Miyam. So it's not Eil Yibim. If it's not Eil Yibim, so Mele they cannot, so Chlitze couldn't be fulfilled either. So Mele there is a must. So there is a Achsham mitzvah. There is a must in Yibim, because if there won't be any Yibim, there couldn't be any Chlitze. And one of the two things he must do. And in order to do one of the two things, he must be able to do both, either one. So Mimele, it is a Achsham mitzvah. That's the discussion. So we already mentioned when we went over the Rashi some time ago. So we said that Rashi will say that inasmuch as there are two psukim, the Gemara says that from one posik is we also even teashar yesh lach yivomachas sheinil yibm veilachlitz. So the Gemara at first applied it to chayav lav, but that does not remain.
that Krimta does not remain in the Maskon of the Gemara, because Maskon of the Gemara is Chayov Lavn, so Midraisi Misyavemetz, and all Midrabonon, because of Zerah B'Rishenot B'Shniyo, not Misyavemetz. But most Rishenim say that what the Gemara said at first in regard to Chayov Lavn Grede is true, according to Maskon, in regard to Chayov Lavn Vese, or Chayov Vese Grede, according to Rishenim, that in Esedeche is a reset, whatever it is, either Lois is a reset or Chayav reset. So Mimele we have two psukim. One posik of Imlo Yachpeitz, one posik Imlo Yachpeitz, that Kol Shein Leyev Min Nilch Litze, and another posik of also Yivimte Ashoro, Yivimte Ashoro, Yishlachim Vomachas, Sheilo Le Shein Leyev Min Nilch Litze. So Kol Alimedem is Aliva demes, so the posik of Yeshlachim Vomachas applies only to Chayov Lavn Vese, not to Kores. And we say, but the Gemara asks the Kashe, Maru Isos, the Gemara says, Mistabre Chayov Kriza Litav Sedibushin, Chayov Kriza Litav Sedibushin, Litav Sedibushin, Chayov Lavn Litav Sedibushin. So that's Aliva de Maskone. That's Aliva Maskone of the Gemara. But at this point, so the Gemara assumed at this point, according to Rashi, the Gemara assumed that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Yishlach Yivom Achas Shein Elohim Veilu Lechlitze applies also to Chayov Kores. But the Gemara is the Kashem Aruiz. All right, so the Maskon of the Gemara is Mistabre. So that's a little bit MS. But at this point, the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara assumed that this Gzeras HaKosuf of Yishlach Yivom Achas Sheinayil Elohim, which applies to Chayov Lavn Vese, it applies also to Kores. So then you'll ask, how would we apply the posik of Imlo Yachpeitz? That Kol Sheinayil Elohim Min Lechlitze, so we could apply it to Muberes. Even if we say that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Yishlach Yivom Achas Sheinayil Elohim Veil Lechlitze applies not only to Chayov Lavn Vese, but also to Chayov Kores. So we still can apply the Gzeras HaKosuf of Im Liachpitz Kol Shein Elohim Einei Lechlitze to Muberes. So the Gemara says that just as Bias Muberes Lo Yishmo Bias or Chlitzas Muberes Lo Yishmo Chlitze, because of Kol Shein Elohim Einei Lechlitze Enele lechlitze. Even though later on it touched the Uber turned out to be not viable. In other words, he had a miscarriage. He miscarried the Uber, and so we should say Goyim Milsalem Afreya, that the deceased brother was not survived by child. So still we say that Bias Muberes Lo Shmo Bien, because of Kol Shein Elohim Einei Lechlitze, so Chlitzas Muberes Lo Shmo Chlitze, and she has to have another Chlitze, even though she already had one Chlitze while she was Muberes. So that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Yachpeitz applies to Muberes. Masheinke Chayov Kriyas, there we apply the Gzeras HaKosuf of Yishlach Yivom Achas. Of course, I leave it the MS, it's not like that. But at this point, we have to say, the Gemara assumed, according to Rashi's Pshat, at this point, the Gemara assumed the Gzeras HaKosuf of Kol Shein Elohim Min Lechlitze applies to Chayov Kriyas also. All right. Now, so that's one kash. And then the eight, the maskino and the bishum mokim in ese deichelis and shebikores mashma afilu be'achsham mitzvah. And then the other kash is according to Rashi's pshat. So the kimte of the Gemara is that the Gzeras HaKosuf of the shabshes etishmeu kulchem chayovim bechveidi has reference to